say that women are the only people who should be reading this book. I think it's actually valuable for everybody.
I agree.
But that there's a resonance because we do share this universal experience, Absolutely. Even though what we individually experience is so uniquely ours.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
But there are things where it's like, oh yeah, I was there.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
I was that kid. I was that adult. You know? I was that employee or...
All the things. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, I can't believe we're already coming to a close with our conversation. But before I maybe get like how we can connect with you, I always like to ask, is there anything that we may have missed in our chat today that you feel that you want to share?
I think we've been pretty thorough.
I think we have been.
I can talk about all kinds of things, you know, but yeah, I can't think of anything other than, you know what I will mention is that for listeners who are interested in the Awakened Feminine, absolutely, you know, jump up and down and buy it.
Yes, yes.
But also... there was a companion book that was published at exactly the same time called The Awakened Masculine.
Right, you mentioned it.
And in the same vein, there were 10 men who were gathered to contribute a chapter to that.
Okay.
And I haven't read it, but it's got a similar sort of flavor.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think, you know, in these times where we're so polarized with each other all the time, and that tension is being used by the powers that be to really play us off with one another.
Facts.
so much. To understand how and where we can kind of tap into what the energy is that we need in whatever gender expression we need to be expressing, what that looks like in a healthy, progressive, productive, constructive sort of manner, I think is really helpful because, you know, sometimes when I hear, oh, the Awakened Feminine, you know, like soft and receiving, and it's like, well, what about fierce?
Right.
You know, like, where is soft and receiving and fierce and enraged about some of the crap that happens in the world, you know? And why is male energy just warrior energy?
Yeah.
Like, why aren't we talking about the protector?
Of course.
And so, you know, these ways of starting to think about what that looks like in a different or through a different lens that isn't the patriarchal lens, right? That gives us a little bit more to work with.
Yeah.
I think it's really critical.
Agreed. I so agree. And see, that's why I asked that question, guys. You see that? Gems.
Oh, and who knew I was
going to
say that?
You see? Robin, I want to thank you so much for joining me today. How could we connect with you online? I will put the link for accessing the book, but are there ways also to connect with you online by chance?
Yeah, probably. I started a little company.
Oh, yeah.
Called the Butterfly Project.
Okay.
So Butterfly Project... or butterflyhouseproject.com. I can send you the links for that. I have a newsletter. I haven't been that active because I've been writing a chapter in a book.
Doing the things.
And have had some other sort of external focuses or internal focuses that I've needed to attend to. But I do send out a newsletter every month, and I do respond to the emails. You can sign up you know, and send me messages through through my project.
Awesome. I will include those links as well. Robin, it's been such a pleasure to chat with you.
Thank
I want to thank you so much for making your way on up to the mountain.
Yeah, it's been a real throwback. I got to take the bus up here for the first time in a long time. It was just like old times.
Thanks again.
Thanks, Nicole.
And that was my conversation with Robin Erickson with regards to her chapter in the book, The Awakened Feminine. We are going to get into some music in just a little bit, and I will be back. Thank you.
Studio 6, CGSF's video series, captures high-quality video recordings of live performances. And interviews with impactful and inspiring artists.
So, did you know that in last month you were the top of the electronics chart?
I did, and I was so pumped. It was amazing. Yeah.
As well as engaging conversations with community members about the issues that are most important to their communities.
I find, like, you know, if I'm coming from a place of my own experience, then I can just expand upon it and be like, so this happened to me, and like, why? And how does that affect me? And how does it affect other people who are going through the same thing? And
watch all of the Studio 6 live sessions on CJSF's YouTube page or on our website at cjsf.ca/studio6.
Looking for a community who will support you on your academic journey? The Student Learning Commons has got your back. The Student Learning Commons is SFU's Academic Success Center. We provide free workshops, one-on-one consultations, coaching, and online tutoring with a focus on writing, study skills, and academic English. All Student Learning Commons programs and services are available to SFU students and are approved by SFU as providing ethical, academically honest support. Learn more by visiting our locations in the library on all three SFU campuses, or check us out online at learningcommons.sfu.ca.
Welcome back to Intravenous. You've been tuned into CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, broadcasting from the unceded Coast Salish territories. We just heard another track from Tell Adeline with Monkish Grin. Again, I really, really like their music, so I hope you have been enjoying that. I was actually going to share another interview. I had chatted with Kagan Go, who is a Vancouver-based Chinese-Canadian multidisciplinary artist whose work spans memoir, poetry, playwriting, filmmaking, and mental health advocacy. And we chatted recently. We chatted about his work and about being featured as an author at the 14th Annual Litter Asian Festival. However, I fear that our conversation is going to get cut off based on the amount of time that is left in the show. So I am going to play some more music for us today. I hope you don't mind. And we're going to kick this off. Our next set is going to be it's going to be a song called Moon Song, and let's get into that.
That's how I'll know it. In fact, song from a distance. Let me love you like I love the moon. Let me love you like I thank you.
why you listen to this station. It plays new music, supports your community, and provides up-to-date news that you know you can trust. And unlike other stations, the people who work and volunteer here are a part of your community. Remember, though, they do this on a shoestring budget. The solution is the Community Radio Initiative. You can find out more details at mycri.ca. In just a few clicks, you can generate an email to send to the politicians who need to hear your message. mycri.ca.
If you're a regular listener of this show or other shows on CJSF, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us about what you like and why you like it, as well as ways we can improve our programming. To leave comments, please email cjsfprog@sfu.ca or call 778-782-4423. This information can also be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Hey, do you want to make a real impact in the Black community? Join us where we connect you with Black-led organizations from all around the world. Get ready to get involved. Find the organization based on the location of interest. Follow us at supportblackcharities.org.
Hello, hello, hello. Just before the break, we heard at the top of the set, Moon Song by Alexa Tarantino. And followed that. We heard the track Sentimental by Ona Ensemble. And friends, just like that, we are officially at the end of the show. If you are a listener of Speak Up, tomorrow host Jesse shares news about a new community safety campaign from Good Night Out Vancouver and the Battered Women Support Society, designed to support gender safety and make sure it is included in the ongoing conversations about public safety during the 2026 FIFA World Cup. And there'll be another look at a museum exhibit, this time highlighting Indigenous and Dean Cosmovision with Tupanan Chiskama at UBC's Museum of Anthropology. And then next up will be Democracy Now! So I just want to thank you so much for listening, and I hope to have you listening next week. Play us out, I am going to be playing a track called Trying Times by Delana Gayle Bowen.
Is what the world is talking about. You got confusion all over the land. Mother against daughter, father against son. I said the whole thing is getting out of hand. But then folks wouldn't have to suffer if there was more love for your brother. But these are trying times. Yes, they're trying times. You got the riots in the ghettos, and it's all around. Cause from my point of view, I remember somebody said, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And then folks wouldn't have to suffer. Come on and give me some love. These are trying times. These are trying times. Thank you. in humanity to man. Say what you trying to do to make this a better land. Just pick up your papers, turn on your TV. You see a lot of demonstrations, and it's all about equality. And then us folks wouldn't have to suffer. Come on and give me some love. These are trying times. Yes, these are trying times. Trying times, trying times, trying times, trying times. The heart never knows the color of the skin. There is a longing among all people and creatures to have a sense of purpose and worth.